This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Joy. Anastasia, I think we should head to the art gallery. We haven't been here for a while.
It's been ages since we've been here. I love getting dressed up with you, though.
So do I.
Yeah.
I have a glass of wine.
I can hardly walk in these hills, but I think I'll get to the end of the room.
What have we got to describe today? This is item. It's a sculpture.
It is a sculpture. It's quite a tall sculpture. Quite thin.
It's brown. It looks a bit like a sort of a pyramid.
White rimmings around it.
It's got a white rim around the bottom of it. I don't know what the artist was thinking.
No.
Actually, it's sort of...
Where are the drinks here?
Oh, no, there's not enough drinks or snacks. It's difficult to enter into this work because of how the aura of the main object makes resonant the larger carcass.
I would agree with the carcass bit. Look, Warren, I find this work playful because of the way of the subaqueous qualities of the sexual signifier brings within the realm of the discourse the eloquence of this piece. I'm talking about the rim bit around it.
The rim. And with regard to the issue of content, the metaphorical resonance of the item endangers the devious simplicity of the distinctive formal juxtapositions.
Where are the bloody drinks here? Look, the qualities of the piece, Warren, visually and conceptually activates the substructure of critical thinking.
Maybe we'll put a poster or a picture on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Of what the art sculpture is.
I need a bloody drink.
You can find more Joycasts and show blogs. Go to joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.